Ethan Millard and Jeff Bell go head to head. It's Nightside Cross Points.
Welcome back to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard alongside Alex Keery.
It's already too early to talk about the 2008 presidential election, but we're going to do it anyway, every day as long as we can. But let's talk about who we'd like to see as those presidential candidates and their running mates. Joining us live in the Nightside Project studio to discuss fantasy presidential candidate tickets is Nightside political guru Ethan Millard here on my right and Jeff Bell from jmbell.org on my left. I told them to put away their Karl Malone big knives. I told them to put away their steel-toed boots. No kicking, no fighting. But let's get down to this. Who's your dream ticket for president of the United States?
Well, first off, I want to say something about what prompted this whole thing. And that is Dennis Kucinich coming out and saying that he wouldn't mind having Ron Paul run with him on his ticket. Now, Dennis Kucinich, of course, guy on the left, Democrat. Ron Paul, guy on the right, Republican, allegedly really more of a libertarian. And here's my take on this whole thing, all right? All this is Dennis Kucinich making a point, trying to make a point, a very dumb point, but still a point nonetheless. And that is, look, I'm the maverick guy. I'm the guy who tells it like it is. So I'm going to go be with Ron Paul because all you other Democrats are losers because I'm the only one telling it how it is. I mean, it's a point. I think
he
it's
also
a dumb
seems to be
point.
The only Democratic presidential candidate that's been abducted by aliens as well.
Well, he's also the only Democratic candidate that can actually look Hillary Clinton in the eyes because of the same height, which I think is the core of his why he's so cranky all the time. Always coming after you.
Isn't Ron Paul an independent?
No, Ron Paul is running as a Republican.
Oh, okay, okay. But that's kind of weird, a Democrat and a Republican.
He's a libertarian.
The truth is, I mean, and the reason, the only thing about this that doesn't smack as completely crazy is that they both have the same view on the Iraq war right now. That's it. Other than that, I mean, they're very polar opposites in a lot of their public policy. So, crazy.
Yeah. His point is stupid.
Well, let's get off that point and get back to the point for why you guys brought me in here.
We're talking about fantasy presidential tickets.
We're talking about fantasies. Call in right now. No. Fantasy presidential tickets. What the best one would be? Jeff, you've got kind of a card in front of you, but it's a pink card. I don't know if I can take it seriously.
I made a little bit of. It's the only 3x5s I had.
That's
in my
fine.
All right, my ultimate.
Okay.
As long as we are screaming out into the absolute ether.
Okay.
Wolverine Superman. 2008.
I can see that.
Absolutely.
Wait, Wolverine President, Superman Vice President.
Yeah.
Could you make Superman Vice President?
Because he's cocky, he's egotistical, and he's a Boy Scout. And you can't get everything done being a Boy Scout. So all I'm thinking is that Superman is really the only superhero other than Magneto that can keep control of Wolverine.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, that's interesting.
But you can't have Magneto in there because
leave the weird picks to Paul and
he's
I.
already the vice president.
Leave the weird picks to Paul and I, but I'm definitely gonna say that comic books are already busted out. People are tuning out because you're talking about comic books characters. Get to the presidential ones.
All right. My ultimate wonky.
Okay.
And this is, you know, we're all over. We're in all the states now, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Both out of the House is Congressman David Obie and Congresswoman Helen Slaughter.
Who are these people?
Now, see, this is
you could have made up names and said they're in the Congress, and I'd be like,
Congressman,
great choice.
No.
They are both addicted. They have the Robert's Rules of Orders tattooed to the back of their eyes. The funniest thing in the world to see is back during the Republican majority when they'd try playing fast and loose with the rules is in the back of the House, and I love this on C-SPAN because they have
you watch C-SPAN. That's where this
C-SPAN
is all coming from.
They have a microphone and a camera stand right next to one of the rear doors, and whenever the Republicans would go a little nutty on the rules, you would hear that door fly open. David Obie, all 9 feet tall of him, would screaming down the aisle, yelling in Latin about the rules. And this is the rule, and this is where you've broken it. And it's fun. And then Helen Slaughter, she's short, she's mean, and she's very eloquent. And that's why I think
sounds like a
so
hoot.
You want the tall guy and the short lady.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going with this text here. President Alex Keery and Vice President Ethan Millard.
Yeah, you got to quit sending text to yourself.
I didn't send that text to myself. It came in 5750. That's a legitimate text.
That's it's creepy. I already
but
said.
But I think it's backwards.
It can't happen.
Yeah,
oh.
It's President Ethan Millard.
All right.
You're a Boy Scout.
In my dead presidents category.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Because I like this one. Thomas Jefferson. As long as somebody sat him down and let him know where civil rights are right now before he started.
I was going to say.
And Truman. because Truman was really good on oversight when he was in the Senate. He's brave.
Harry S. Truman.
Harry S. Truman.
He likes big bombs.
He's from Missouri.
He's got that that backbone and that straightforward speaking and that ridiculous honesty that we kind of lack
that
right
backbone,
now.
That backbone that gives him the ability to press that big red button and
okay.
end it all.
I'm not saying he should do it again.
Who else? Who else?
All right. My ultimate previous is Clinton Gore, 2008.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm not talking about the current Clinton. I'm talking about Bubba.
Well,
I'm just saying the 90s were a time of peace and prosperity. I made a whole bunch more money than I'm making now. I want to go back to the Clinton years.
You are off your rocker. Well, one, I mean, obviously that couldn't happen, but here's the thing.
It should.
Here's the thing.
It should be able to happen.
You come in here and you just lost tons of credibility with about 50,000 people.
I made so much money in the 90s.
We'll send this to President former President Clinton. Maybe he'll give you a job.
All right, Ethan, bust out your picks then.
My picks. Ultimate dream ticket. Obama, Oprah.
Okay.
I think that would be the ultimate.
You know, I'm kind of half with you and half terrified.
Because here's the thing. It would just dominate and totally sweep. Totally
Wait,
sweep.
Why is that? Why would Oprah
it's
even
Oprah,
consider being
for goodness
the vice
sakes.
President?
For goodness
I'm
sakes.
Pretty sure that almost, what is the half the population in the United States is women, and I'm pretty sure they'd vote for Oprah in
Here's
a majority.
My Alex, you're not the first person to say, why would Oprah want to be vice president because she's this you know, crazy
yeah,
powerful
she
lady.
Probably wants
but,
to know that same
here's,
answer.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, is that anyone can be a quote-unquote media mogul. She's not the only one, right? Anyone can be a multimillionaire cajillionaire.
Sure.
She's not
the
only
one.
But
I really think she's the
but
only one.
But here's the thing. Only one person can be the first black vice president. Only one person can be the first female vice president.
Mm.
My other dream ticket, Mitt Romney, Donny Osmond.
Oh!
Can you flip that?
Donny Osmond, Mitt Romney?
President Donny Osmond. I would vote for President Donny
Look,
Osmond.
Look, let's throw out Mitt Romney and just say Donny Osmond president, Marie Osmond vice president.
No.
You have a full...
You
have
can't
a
handle
system.
The stress. You'll pass out the first you time there's a...
Yeah, but you'll have fantastic dental coverage throughout the country.
Oh, no, there's a problem in the Middle East. And she just,
I want to read this text. Someone's there saying Eisenhower and Teddy Roosevelt. Another one says President Mrs. Clinton and First Man whatever. So take Bill as your vice.
Okay, here's mine. And this is kind of a stretch here. This is sort of the fantasy ones. That's what we're saying right now. Homer J. Simpson, president. O.J. Simpson, vice president. Ashley and Jessica Simpson, both in the cabinet. That would be, I think that you'd get a lot done. And here's why. It's people that represent the, you know, United States values. Homer, obviously. He's kind of a typical American.
He is the American.
OJ, he's been around the block a few times. He knows how
he
to make money.
He can be attorney general.
He knows how to reclaim things. He could go straight into, you know, Afghanistan and be like, "Where's my stuff? Give me those weapons of mass destruction back."
All right. Well, thanks so much for your picks. Thanks so much for your text at 57500. And thanks, Jeff Bell from jmbell.org. Thanks so much for being with us.